Before We Were Yours, a heartbreaking tale of family, identity, and resilience. Chapter 1. Summary of Before We Were Yours full book. Before We Were Yours by Lisa Wingate is a historical fiction novel based on the true story of the Tennessee Children's Home Society, a notorious orphanage where children were kidnapped and sold to wealthy families. The novel follows the lives of two women, Avery Stafford and Rill Foss, whose stories are connected by the orphanage. Avery is a successful lawyer and daughter of a prominent senator who stumbles upon a family secret when she meets a mysterious woman named May Crandall at a nursing home. May's story leads Avery to uncover the dark history of the Tennessee Children's Home Society and its founder, Georgia Tan. Rill Foss is a young girl living on a houseboat with her family in the 1930s. When her mother goes into labor, Rill is forced to take care of her four younger siblings. Tragedy strikes when the children are taken by Georgia Tan and placed in the orphanage, where they are subjected to abuse and neglect. Rill's determination to protect her siblings and reunite her family forms the heart of the novel. As Avery delves deeper into the past, she uncovers shocking revelations about her own family's involvement with the orphanage. The novel explores themes of family, identity, and the enduring power of love in the face of adversity. Ultimately, Avery and Rill's stories intersect in a powerful conclusion that highlights the resilience and strength of the human spirit. Chapter 2. The Meaning of Before We Were Yours Full Book. Before We Were Yours is a work of historical fiction by Lisa Wingate that tells the story of the Tennessee Children's Home Society, a real-life adoption agency that operated in Tennessee from the 1920s to the 1950s. The novel follows two parallel storylines, one set in the past, following the harrowing experiences of a group of siblings who were taken from their parents and placed in the notorious children's home, and one set in the present, following a successful lawyer named Avery Stafford who stumbles upon her family's connection to the home while investigating her grandmother's hidden past. The novel explores themes of family, identity, and the legacy of trauma, as it delves into the dark history of the children's home and the lasting impact it has had on the lives of those who pass through its doors. Through the intertwining narratives of the past and the present, the novel ultimately offers a message of hope and resilience in the face of adversity. Chapter 3. Before We Were Yours Full Book Chapters. Chapter 1. The story begins in present-day Aiken, South Carolina, with the introduction of Avery Stafford, a successful lawyer and politician. Avery is attending a nursing home event with her grandmother, Judy, who is suffering from dementia. Avery's grandmother becomes fixated on a picture of a woman she claims is her long-lost sister. Chapter 2. The narrative then shifts to 1939, where we are introduced to the Foss family, parents Queenie and Briney, and their five children, Camelia, Lark, Fern, Gabian, and Rill. The Foss family lives on a riverboat called the Arcadia on the Mississippi River. Chapter 3. The Foss children are living a happy and carefree life on the riverboat, but their lives are about to change drastically. One night, their father Briney is forced to leave to find work, leaving Queenie to take care of the children. Chapter 4. One day, while Queenie is away, strangers arrive at the riverboat and forcibly remove the Foss children, claiming they are being taken to a temporary home. The children are taken to the Tennessee Children's Home Society, where they are separated and given new names. Chapter 5. Back in the present day, Avery becomes determined to uncover the truth about her grandmother's past and the mysterious woman in the photograph. She begins her investigation and discovers the dark history of the Tennessee Children's Home Society and its cruel and corrupt director, Georgia Tan. Chapter 6. As Avery delves deeper into the story of the Foss children, she realizes that her own family may have a connection to the Tennessee Children's Home Society. She becomes determined to find out the truth and seek justice for those who were victims of the organization. Chapter 7. The narrative alternates between the past and the present as we follow the Foss children's experiences at the Tennessee Children's Home Society and Avery's investigation into her family's connection to the organization. The story explores themes of family, loss, and resilience as the characters navigate their challenging circumstances. Chapter 8. The novel reaches its climax as Avery uncovers shocking revelations about her family's past and the Foss children's experiences at the Tennessee Children's Home Society. The story comes full circle as the characters' lives intersect in unexpected ways, leading to a resolution that brings closure and healing for the characters. Chapter 4. 10 quotes from Before We Were Yours full book. 1. I once believed that we're all in charge of our own lives, that destiny is not an ironclad path but can be shaped and molded like clay. I still believe that. But I also understand that sometimes, no matter how hard we try, the forces of nature and history conspire against us, and there's nothing we can do but surrender to the tide. 2. In the end, some things are not meant to be understood, only accepted. The past can't be changed, but we can choose how to move forward from it. 3. Family is not just blood and DNA. It's love, acceptance, and forgiveness. It's the people who stand by you when the world turns its back. 4. Our stories are woven together like an intricate tapestry, each thread a different color and texture, but all connected in some way. We may never fully understand the patterns, but we can appreciate the beauty of the whole. 5. Memories are fragile things, easily distorted and manipulated by time and perspective. But they are also powerful, capable of shaping our present and future in ways we may not even realize. 6. Sometimes, the only way to make sense of the chaos of life is to create order out of it, to find patterns in the randomness. But even then, there will always be pieces that don't quite fit, gaps that can never be filled. 7. The past is a ghost that haunts us all, whispering secrets and mysteries that we may never fully understand. But the key is not to dwell on what was lost, but to cherish what remains. 8. Life is a series of choices, some made willingly and others forced upon us by circumstances beyond our control. But in the end, it's how we deal with those choices that defines who we are. 9. Happiness is not a destination but a journey, a series of moments strung together like pearls on a necklace. It's up to us to savor each one and appreciate the beauty of the whole. 10. Before we were yours, we were just strangers passing in the night, ships in the dark, searching for a safe harbor. But now, we are family, bound together by love and shared history, stronger than any storm that may come our way.